வந்து யூஎஸ் மார்க்கெட் போகலாம் சார்.
So the last previously on share. So we were talking about the idea of Tirdas Mitzvah, right? And one of the questions, because that's what comes up in our sugya, and one of our questions was, how much is this Tirdas Mitzvah like the same as Osek B'Mitzvah or not? So now Dorothy's asking, well, wait a second, why in Halacha Bet is the Rambam saying that Osek B'Mitzvah, but yet you're not Patur Min HaMitzvah, right? You're still So, right, one first we were bringing this Rambam primarily to make the point that clearly the Rambam sees Tirda and Osek B'Mitzvah as two different things, because Rambam saying, right, if there's Tirda, then you have the din of Tirda's Mitzvah and you're a pater, right, and maybe even Pater Mikol mitzvos, umi kriya shema, or maybe only pater from kriya shema, right? Even though you're chayiv in other mitzvos, you're only pater from kriya shema. Maybe tirda is only a patur for kriya shema because you're Torah and you can't focus, and kriya shema requires focus, but other mitzvos you're chayiv. And osik mitzvah pater mitzvah is a separate din. I know Jordi's asking, okay, osik mitzvah pater mitzvah is a separate din, but why does it not apply here? So that's exactly what we want to deal with this year, which is right, when does Osek Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah apply and how? So I'm gonna apologize if you could like ask me to go back or try to speak clearer. I have terrible allergies, so if I sound like I'm underwater, because metaphorically I am. So if I'm not being clear, you can definitely ask me to repeat. Yeah, so okay, so part of the, I guess, on the one hand, one of our issues is Osek Mitzvah, Patur Mitzvah. I should say, if you're Osek Mitzvah, you're Patur Min HaMitzvah, right? On the other hand, the Rambam is saying, well, just because you're Osek Mitzvah, if it's not Mebalbel Daito, so why not have him do say Kriyat Shema? Right, which gets to the core question of, is Osek Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah something that's sort of like, oh, you're Osek Mitzvah, so you're Patur Mitzvah, you cross the board. Doesn't matter how much these two clash. Maybe they don't need to clash at all, right? You're doing Mitzvah, so you're Patur. End of story. Or, and this is clearly what the Rambam is saying, is that there has to be some sort of clash. There has to be some sort of problem in executing this Mitzvah, right, in order for us to be able to say that Osek Mitzvah is Patur Min HaMitzvah, right? The Osek Mitzvah has to clash with the other mitzvah to be Patur Min HaMitzvah. And here, no se et ba'ula, afal pisha Osek Mitzvah, says Rambam, he's being Osek Mitzvah, but he's still chayav likros, ho ve'in davar shem ba'al bel da'ato. There's nothing impeding him from saying Kriya Shema, right? Now, the Rambam is not that clear exactly on what the threshold is, right? So that's something we'll try to explore. We're going to start with Tosos, because Tosos gets into it. Because Tosos is really bothered by the case of the sukkah. Why is he so bothered? Because the Mishnah says, Shluchim mitzvah are patur min ha-sukkah, right? So says Tosos, mitzvah mitzvah, kigon, lilmud Torah, l'kav hakbil pnei rabo, lifto shvuyim, patur min ha-sukkah, afilu b'shas chaneyasan. Right, even when they're sleeping at night and they're not traveling, they're not, right? Why can't they go and go sit in a sukkah? Mashma bigmara, mashma afal pisha in hochen el bayom, di the azli bimama ubilaila, Afilo dvar harshas nami ptiri kiktani mebraisa. Vod uvda dav chizda v'rabba barach rafuna niganu arkasa desura. He says tima im yecholim lekayim shnehem amay pturim. He says I don't get it, right? If they're only holech bayom, he says first of all, right? Because if it was obviously by yamam belaila, if you're walking day and night, afilo dvar rishus you're pater, right? Holchei drachim are pater minasaka when they're walking, right? If you're on a tiul, in theory, right, you can, you're pater minasaka, right? I think Rav Vilchinstein actually has an article about that where he says like, yeah, but you know. You're going to punch yourself from sukkah on sukkahs. Like, you have 1 week, so you can kind of miss a sukkah. You're really going to miss it, right? Which is why we all go out of our way to, like, have a sukkah, whatever. But in theory, right, holchei drachim are patur min sukkah. So it must be that we're talking about at night. And holchei shluchei mitzvah have all added p'tur of osik b'mitzvah, and they're just patur even at night, right? Even when they could theoretically sit in the sukkah. So he says, tema, b'chol b'kayim shneim, amai p'turin. Atu Adam Shishlo Tsitsis Mibigdo Tfilin Barosha Mi Miftar Bakaf Mishar Mitzvos. What, you're putter from other mitzvos if you happen to be wearing tefillin? Because you're always taking a mitzvah, putter from a mitzvah, right? Sorry. He says, obviously, the fact that you could, that you're involved, that you're doing some other mitzvah isn't enough to say you're putter from all the other mitzvahs, because as long as you're doing one mitzvah, right, if you're wearing tzitzis on your baguette, then you're never going to be chayiv in other mitzvahs. You just got a blanket p'tur. Pun intended. Get it? Because like tzitzis, like a talus, can be a blanket. Right? So he says, right? Machazel avei nasaf, apish is machani lei, pruta der Yosef, mishim zel shkicha, avig dechol zman, shavid bebeisa, which is right context in the Gemara there is that there's this idea that you get hana out of being shomer aveda because, because it, like, if an ani comes when you're busy dealing with the avida, so you're putter from mitzvah tzedakah, but only when you're actually being osik with it, right? And the Gemara says, like, it's like uncommon that you actually get this benefit. But if in the fact that it's in your house and you're watching this avida, this lost object, miftar milmesa riftilani, and kein shchichai, elevadai lo miftar elo b'shashu osik. He says, when are you putter? When do we say osik mitzvah putter mitzvah? When you're actually osik, when you're actually doing the mitzvah, right? And, right, another thing. So Tos says, right, im yechol l'kayim shneihem, of course you have to do it, right? So it's got to be that you can't do both of them, and you're actually involved in doing it. Gigotala shalavida v'shotcha v'tzarcha, and you're actually doing something to take care of it. It's got to be a case where if we were to make them go and find the sukkah, so then there'd be a, they wouldn't be able to do whatever mitzvah they're doing. Okay, so Tosfos comes out very clearly. Ozek mitzvah, patur mitzvah is only when ef shalakayim shneihem. It's only if you actually cannot do both, right? And right, it's only when you're actually involved in doing it. Okay. Now, what's interesting about this, I guess, is it's almost like, well, what's the chiddush, right? You're involved in doing a mitzvah, and you can't do both. So since you're doing this one, right? It's kind of like, okay, what else do you expect? So, yeah, anytime.
Now we just have to, and your makorot imply this, but the chiddush would be in a case that, oh yeah, there's like a more chashuv mitzvah to do. I'd think that I could do that, but I don't have to.
Exactly. Right? So you'd have to say like, oh, what's the havamina? The havamina is, if there's a more chashuv mitzvah, right, then I'd have to switch to the more chashuv mitzvah. Right? Or, alternatively, we're going to see this in a minute, but like, spoiler, like maybe, you know, the havamina could be that you are allowed to switch to the more chashuv mitzvah. And another concept is, well, maybe that's not just osik mitzvah, punch in a mitzvah, but osik mitzvah, and then you shouldn't switch to the other mitzvah even. Not only that you don't have to, but yeah, right? So the chiddush, according to Tosfos here, would be, oh, okay. If you have a more chashuv mitzvah, we still say, oh, oseg mitzvah, platter mitzvah, and you should you stick with the first mitzvah, right? Or you're allowed to, you don't have to switch. Okay. Another option, one second, just trying to remember. There was another interesting option. Oh, yes. Yeah. That's one way we explain it. The downside, the only like caveat or problem with that is you'd have to formulate this case of shluchi mitzvah by the sukkah, right? And that's kind of what Tosas does, is the mitri di bikia mitzvah sukkah have bivatli mi mitzvah. So you have to like, what, they wouldn't be able to do it, right? It doesn't sound quite that way in the Mishnah. So there's a slightly less extreme way to formulate this, where there is still somewhat of like an osig mitzvah chiddush. So if you look at the formula, the first formulation of Tosfos versus the second, it's like a little bit different, right? Tosfos says like, oh, we, you know, tima im yichol lekayim shneim amay pturin, right? It's got to be basically where it's ef shor lekayim shneim, and then it has like, you know, this idea of like, you know, kishu osig ba, right? And you'd be like bivatli be mitzvos. You'd, it's not quite the same as like you wouldn't be able to do it at all. Okay, what do I mean? Could be that Tosos would say that before we had this idea of osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah, right? Let's say it would be kind of like a dechuya idea, clearly like a dechuya idea. Right? You have this one mitzvah, and the other one is nidcha idea, the first one. So what we're going to say is mitzvah A is you know is kind of in the reka, and then one option is like, oh, you know, and you can't do B, and it's like dechuya. Another way to look at it is say, well, you're doing mitzvah A, right? In theory, we could say, go ahead around and look for a sukkah, right? You're on your way to go do pidyon shavuyim, and then we say, okay, now go spend the next, you know, 2 hours looking for a sukkah to sleep in. Right. However, what's the problem? The problem is that then those 2 hours, which they, you know, could have been spending, you know, sleeping, are now going to be spent looking for a sukkah. Then they find the sukkah. Then the next morning, right, they're exhausted and they're going to travel slower and they're not going to be as, you know, as aware and et cetera, et cetera. Or maybe they won't find the sukkah and then they'll keep, they'll get really late, right, et cetera. So if we try to have them do both, right, if I was just thinking before this chiddush of osik mitzvah, I would say, well, you could do mitzvah A and you could do mitzvah B, so find a way to do the both. Maybe the chiddush is, again, Tosfos isn't so clear about this. Tosfos kind of leaves us nuts. You have to kind of stand. But you could say basically something a little bit along these lines, like, well, it does lower the threshold, right? I would have thought that it's only if it's like, I know that it's impossible to do both. Kamash Malan, like, no. If I have, you know, have mitzvah A and I could detract from mitzvah A and also try to accomplish mitzvah B, right? We say, don't start messing around with mitzvah A, stick with mitzvah A, or, you know, don't start putting it at risk or mitigating its performance in order to try to also accomplish mitzvah B. Okay? That would be like a chiddush where you say, oh, well, you know, I knew that, you know, it would be like dechuya, but now I even know that we're not even supposed to try to, you know, to risk mitzvah A in order to do mitzvah B. Tosfos doesn't really say that. Tosfos really seems to just think, you know, it's like, no, having been vatal mi mitzvahs. But it's very hard to make that work in the Gemara and Sukkah. So I'd say like that's like a, might be like a better way to do that. Yeah, Ethan.
I don't know if it's important, but just at the beginning, you went with the assumption that it's obviously dechuya. If we say the model of like threshold of mitzvot and like you're doing avodat Hashem, therefore you don't have to do more about Hashem, like your job in this world is to do Ritzon Hashem and you're already doing Ritzon Hashem. Wouldn't that be like lo olam lo mechayev kind of thing?
Yes, but I don't really get that vibe from Tosfos. You know what I'm saying? Like Tosfos okay, yeah. Is like, yeah, I think like conceptually definitely true. And like Tosfos could say that. Just Tosfos' whole approach just sounds like, you know, like there's a mitzvah, there's this other mitzvah. Of course, you're like chayvin both mitzvos, right? And the only way to like make any of the sugya make sense is to explain how it's just impossible to do both, right? So just like the approach, the mentality that Tosfos is reflecting, I think, is very much one where it's like you have these two mitzvos, they both apply equally. And like, you know, the second one is nidche by the first one, but it's not like, oh, the two shouldn't, you know, don't come into the same space. Like they're both chal, just, you know, one's nidche. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So just like in terms of like the spectrum of how these two could relate to each other. So you have one option of, you know, EF Shalakaim Shtayim Klal. It's just not possible to do both. Right? They're mutually exclusive. Another one option, this is something I was like what I was kind of trying to say afterwards, was that it's not that it's impossible, right? It's not that they're mutually exclusive. Right. For example, you could go and do a mitzvah, right, and also do the mitzvah, right. But it's not simple. It's not obvious that you could necessarily accomplish both, and doing one right might endanger the other. And a third option, right, which we have to get to, is more of an idea of, well, actually, you could do both, right? But right now, you would have to stop, you know, doing the mitzvah, you know, and pause it, and then only come back later to doing the other mitzvah, right? So you could do both, but you can't do them at the same time, right? So you'd have to pause one mitzvah. So even though you could come back to it, you're still sidelining it. And the third option is that actually you could do that both at the same time, right? You can actually have it all, but you just don't have to, right? Since you're osig right now, you don't even have to make the effort of putting one to the side. Like maybe, you know, if you want to say like the tirdas mitzvah of the chasan is osig b'mitzvah, I would say that's like a good example, right? Because he's not actually doing the mitzvah right now at all. He's not doing anything. Right, he's not pushing off the mitzvahs of Birishona in order to say Kriya Shema. Right, so he's totally able to do both. So if you're going to say, "Oh, that's like a osik b'mitzvah," right, which is not pasha, right? It's probably, you know, good chance that it's not. But if you want to say that, then you can say, "Okay, well, you know, since you're involved. Just you don't have to side. You don't have to focus on something else, even though you're not actually going to have to sideline it. You don't have to like pause it and stop doing the mitzvah." Yeah, Sammy.
Can you hear me fine?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Just with this presentation of Tosfot here with Kashelikayim Shneihem, what exactly is the expectation that you would need to have in order to render this true? Is it like we expect that it would be kasheh? We expect that trying to pursue the second mitzvah would prevent you from doing the mitzvah, the first mitzvah, or more that it would just like ruin your doing the first mitzvah, or it would like make harder doing the first mitzvah? Like, is there like a particular thing we're looking for there, or is it a little too undefined for something like that?
I think it's hard to define. First, I happen to think Tosfos thinks it has to be mutually exclusive, that you actually just cannot do both.
Okay. Sorry.
But I do think this concept is definitely present, you know, it definitely exists in the Rishonim, both in Klali. What would like my threshold be? Is a good question. What's like the best?
I understand that it's like a very like difficult thing to find, so it's fine if there's not like enough, but this is sort of like what I was trying to think about.
Yeah. I would definitely say like the lower end would be like, oh, it's just not something that's like readily available. Like let's say a sukkah, like you have to go and find it and like kind of shift your like focus and your like mission and like start being osik in something else as opposed to. But it has to be even more than that, I think. You know, it has to be like, oh, you know, you like in theory you might not find the sukkah. And in theory, okay, so after 15 minutes, if you can't find the sukkah, you should just give up, right? But no one told you 15 minutes. So if I tell you to start going looking for a sukkah, and then you look for a sukkah, and then you know you're supposed to look for a sukkah, so you'll keep looking for a sukkah for 3 hours, and then it'll be like past midnight, and then, you know, like I feel like that's like kind of the lower end. The higher end is like, no, like it's actually, you know, probable that you won't, or very, very possible that you won't be able to do the mitzvah at all. Not just that it'll interfere significantly.
Right. It's not unfound in halacha at all for us to have sort of these like assigned thresholds of like expectation of hishtadlut in a sense to like do a mitzvah.
Right.
You know, like if you don't have a minyan, there is a particular distance you're supposed to sort of walk for a minyan.
I was just thinking that also.
So I feel like that's something like that could also apply here.
Right. Like the same, like, you know, there's like the threshold of like how many, right? It's like, I don't remember how many, but like, you know, it's like
one
in the direction you're going, it's like, right?
Yeah.
Three mil forward and only 1 mil backwards.
Or 1 mil backward.
Right. 3 steps forward, 1 step back. I think that's a good, if I'm actually right about the shiurim, that would be a good way to remember it. Yeah. So I think that's definitely totally makes sense, you know, that it's like could have like a similar sort of threshold idea of like, look, like, yeah, you know, normally you could be say like, okay, how often you should, you know, if you can find the sukkah right there, great. But otherwise don't, you know, don't go to 2 hours out of your way because we want you to prioritize that. Yeah. Or it could go all the way up to like, no, we're really hoshish that you're not going to be able to. We don't know it's the Yevshur L'Kayim, right? We just suspect that it might be that way. But, you know, the Kiddush is that even though it's only a suspicion, we don't know 100%. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Oh. Mishnah Navos, Rabbi Omer. Is he derech yishar she yavar lo adam koshi tferes liyo sev tferes ol minad vehevi zayir b'mitzvah kala ki b'chamura she'ina te yodea matan tzchar in shal mitzvos vehevi mechashir hefzer mitzvah kenegit tzchara uzchar avera kenegit tzida stakam shloshi dvarim viyata b'lein avera dal ma'ala ma'ala mimcha ayin ra'a ozit shomas chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtav zog ze rambam. In mitzvahs asay, lo nisbar schar kol achas mehen etzal Hashem. Because when it comes to mitzvahs lo tasay, you actually know, right? Ina tayudem matan schar shal mitzvah. So Rambam says actually for mitzvahs lo tasay you do, right? Because you know based on the onesh how chamur it is, right? If it's going to get you skila, it's pretty chamur. If it's going to get you malchus, less chamur. You know, if it's not going to get you anything, if it's going to get you a new, so it's less chamur, right? But when it comes to mitzvahs asay, says the Rambam, lo nisbar schar and kol achas mehen ba'u itzal Hashem. Hashem never tells you what the schar is. He only tells you what the punishments are for the los asays. Ad sheneda ma mehen yosach hashuv ma mehen l'mata meze. Ela tziva lasos maisel ploni uploni. Ola yuvada. Schar eni b'shehev yosach kol yosach Hashem. Ola fikach roi l'shtado b'kulan. Ubnei ze ha'ikar amru ha'osik b'mitzvah patr b'na mitzvah. Mibli hakasha beno mitzvah asher hua uzek basiyasa v'acheres asher techlof mimenu ozek gam kein amru ein mavir el mitzvos retona lomer imizdami lachmaisa mitzvah al tavor mimenu tanuchenu kede lasos mitzvah acheres. Says the Rambam, right? You don't know what the value of one mitzvah is versus another, right? God told you to do them. He doesn't tell you which one's bigger and more important. Lefikach, you should, first of all, right, take them all seriously and put an effort into doing all of them. Also, ha'osik mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. Mibli hekshev bein ha'mitzvah asher hu osik ba'asiyata ba'acheret asher techlof mimenu. Right? You say, osik mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. You don't need to switch from one to the other. Don't do chesbonos to, oh, is this one more important or that one more important? Because we don't know which one's more important. So you... Oh, see, mitzvah is patur min mitzvah. You don't have to switch. Okay, also, right? That first part, the Rambam says, is the reason why you don't have to switch. Then he also adds in the next part, which is, "Ul zeh gam kein amru in ma'avir na mitzvos." Return alomar im nizdal min lachamayis mitzvah al taver v'imenu v'tanichu kidei lasus mitzvah cheres. Not only are you not right supposed to do the cheshbon and switch from one to the other. That's also a reason why you shouldn't, right, switch at all. not only you're not supposed to knock, like, oh, do the more chamur one, it's also you shouldn't leave the one, right? Don't switch because you don't know which one's more important. This is the one that came, right? You're supposed to be the shtal do bekulan, and therefore this is the one that came for you. You should, you know, start with this one. So for the Rambam, right, ozeg mitzvah patman mitzvah, right, is again, it's dafka going to be ef shalakayim shtayim, right, getting back to our, what does Rambam think about it? It's, you can't do both, right? And, you know, it has to be that you're really, you're doing it, right? You're doing it already, and therefore you can't switch to the next one. And that's also why the Rambam previously said, right, Hilchos Kriya Shema, that Omnosias of Pesula is going to be chayiv in Kriya Shema, because even though he's also doing a mitzvah, he's not Tarud, there's no reason why he couldn't do both. And therefore, right, Osig Mitzvah, Patrimon Mitzvah is not actually, is not Potter you at all. Osig Mitzvah is not Patrimon Mitzvah. Osig Mitzvah, when you can't do both, is Patrimon Mitzvah, because Ein Mavir and Mitzvah. On the other hand, bringing this cool sheet, the Tashbates in the Sefer Magen Avos on Avos, it says, "Oved asadonav in mutalas alav avoda acheres beishu ovedoso v'mehiniach osa avoda afu pishi kala v'mene avoda acheres afu pishi chabura hari zilzal ba'avoda shehi biyada." And so he now goes and gives a philosophical explanation, right? A very cool philosophical explanation that takes us away from this dechuya approach, right? For the Rambam also, I think we basically should say something along the lines of, or it's, I don't know if we should say it, like the way the Rambam in Perash Mishnayos at least formulates it is very much in the dechuya camp, right? Which says, look, you have a mitzvah, you have another mitzvah, and you don't know how to prioritize the mitzvahs, right? So you shouldn't go and drop the mitzvah that you have for another mitzvah, because you don't know what the priority is, klapei shmaya, right? So therefore, right, the appropriate response is to in mavir na mitzvos. Says the Tashbates, no, it's not because what mitzvah A is the chuya, the mitzvah B, because you have to do mitzvah A, right? He says, you're an eved, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you're an eved, right, is told to do one thing, right, then another thing comes by, even if it's more important, right? Hare zilzal b'avoda shi b'yado. He's mizalzal, like the voda of the adon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he puts, you know, if he drops the avoda Hashem, that's b'yado. Right? God told him to, you know, be over Hashem. Here he is. He's supposed to be over Hashem, and he's, you know, dropping it like a hot potato.
Is he saying that we do know the levels of mitzvot, or is he saying it doesn't matter?
It is kala, right? Come on, Rambam, like, what are you trying to pull? Of course we know that some mitzvot are more chamur than others, right? Like, you know, and which kind of, I think at the end of the day, like, I feel like we have an intuition that some mitzvahs are, you know, have more weight than others. I think, you know, the Rambam was like very like, no, you know, but I think we would say like, yeah, there are mitzvahs that have more weight than others, right? But the reason why we do, or ultimately, right, the problem with dropping one for the other is that it, you know, kind of gives you the authority to, right, to choose and say, oh, I'm the one who's deciding about the mitzvah. So the whole point of the mitzvah is that it's a tzivoy, right? It's a tzivoy from the adon, and it's a zilzol in the avoda of the adon if you, you know, if you start deciding which one you want to do, right? So that totally changes the picture, but excuse me, I would say that opens up the door. On the one hand, I think it clearly seems to be still a din of, actually, I don't know. This philosophical perspective opens up the door to say, well, even if you could be Mekayim Shtehem, it's not so obvious that Osik Mitzvah, right, wouldn't apply in that case. just because you can do both, that doesn't necessarily mean that you should drop what you're doing now to do something else, right? And that's kind of exactly what the Or Zeruah and the Marach, his son, the Marach Or Zeruah, really say. He says, Masha Hikshe, Leptur Osek B'mitzvah, B'shashu M'tapel Ba, Pshita, Mali Mitzvah Rishona, Mali Mitzvah Acheres. He says Or Zeruah, says, obviously, right, so you're Osek B'mitzvah, why should you switch? Lama Yeshul L'Haniach Mitzvah Rishona, V'lasek Mitzvah Shnia. Like, so he's bothered. He says, why do I even need a pasuk for this? He says, Dilma, itzrach kra lehecha shashnia uveres. When do I need a pasuk? When the second mitzvah is not going to be around. Dim lo yasena hashta lo tavo liyado od. Because if you don't do it now, right, it's not going to be, he's not going to be able to do it. Okay? So what happens? I have two mitzvahs. One is time sensitive. One is not. The time sensitive mitzvah, right, is the second one. I have you miss asik b'mitzvah shniya hayayachol lachsev lasik mitzvah rishona. Vafilu hachi kamimai kra. Nikivan she'im hayarotze lasik b'mitzvah rishona hayatzarach laniach mitzvah rishona. Hashta in laniach mitzvah rishona b'shvil mitzvah shniya kivan di'ef shalo lasik shneim yachad. This is what's the Chiddush. It says, I would have thought that if I could pause mitzvah one and do mitzvah two and then come back to mitzvah one, I should do that. Kamash malan, right? If I'm not able to do them at the same time, no. I continue with the first, right? And I think that's really based on that earlier idea, right? There was the Or Zeruah. I'm just going to quote it, right? It's the Or Zeruah. We don't serve God because we want schar. We serve God because God said so. Right? He says, if you're osik b'mitzvah and if you could do them both at the same time, so fine, right? But if you're doing osik b'mitzvah, right, then you don't stop the first one. You're certain, God told you to do this mitzvah, you do this mitzvah, right? That's what God told you to do. And you just, you're not only that you can't, that you don't have to, but you shouldn't. Right, stop mitzvah A and do mitzvah B, because that would, be a zilzal in the avdas. That'd be you're no longer the commanded. You're giving yourself authority to decide. Okay. Taking a step back from this approach, the Ritva kind of gives like a nice middle. Middle approach says Yesh Lomar the Had Kamash Malan the Filu Bay Lahaniach Mitzvah Zu Lasas Mitzvah Cheres Gedola Hemena in Rishus Piado. You can't switch and say, "Oh, I don't want to do Mitzvah A," and instead I'll do Mitzvah B, which is more Chamor. So Kadei Tachamina if Turehu Dmiftar Mina, I would have thought you could stick with Mitzvah One. You're also allowed to switch to Mitzvah Two. He says, basically, in a case where you can't do both, the reason why you can't switch is that since the first one, this is your chayv in the first one, and the second one is kind of like nitzcha by osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah. So now it's like a rishus, right? Because you're not chayiv to do it. And if you're not chayiv to do it, then you can't drop the chiyuv that you're osek in now in order to do the rishus mitzvah of the second mitzvah, which is osek mitzvah, batmar mitzvah. Right? Now, again, what's interesting, now the ritva, again, it's kind of saying like, if, it's like, it's a little bit like the, let's say the machers or whatever, in the sense of saying like, oh, you know, that second mitzvah somehow is less, there's a difference, right? You can't switch, not just because, oh, you're not allowed to, you don't know enough, right? So therefore the priority system says, oh, you stick with the first. But it's not quite as extreme as like the Marachor's and the Tashbates and saying like, oh, because it's all about Din of the Avdos, and therefore there's only, you know, it's all about like just doing the mitzvah that comes to your hands, and like you're, you know, the other, it's like, it's irrelevant because you're an Eved. You're saying because of Oseik mitzvah, so like Mimila, the second, it becomes like a Rashas, and then you can't switch to a Rashas, right? Now, again, it's some very similar to what I'd say the Tashbates is saying, right? Because the Tashbates is saying, like, okay, you're chayv to do this, you know, and you don't have the authority to switch. But the Ritva's formulation basically, you know, says like, oh, it keeps like the structure, I guess, of the mitzvahs. It doesn't get into like the same like philosophical zone of like, oh, about you as like an Eved Hashem. It sticks on the level of the Chiyuvei Mitzvah in like a more brisker sense, shall we say, right? But it's like, oh, even like the Osik Mitzvah like affects the level of the Chovah Sagavra, right? Even without getting into this like meta level of like, oh, but like, are you an Eved Hashem or are you not? Okay, and last but not least, the Fikach nearly Osik Mitzvah Patra Mitzvah. This is the Ran in Sukkah. Have a Mishu Yachol Kaim Mishnei. No. Right, I want to be very clear. Says the Ran, even if you could actually do both, Avu Mishu Yachol Kaim Mishnei. He says, if you just are wearing tzitzis, you just have an aveda in your house, that doesn't count. Right? Because you're not osik b'mitzvah. But once you're osik b'mitzvah, says the Ran, even if you could do both, you're kosher osik b'malach, to show makom, lo chayvaso Torah l'tzroch l'kayim mitzvah z'cheros afo pisha efshar. Omodina vaday shekosha inotzarach letroach klal ela kedarka mitzvah rishona yachol latzei zideshneim bekaykav nevada yatzei zideshneim umiyosav al dikrirah. So right, obviously, if you could without effort be mekayim both, right, while still be mekayim the first mitzvah, that's great. But right, ozi mitzvah pater mitzvah says that even if you could be mekayim both, right, if it's not, if you can't do it, al haderech, right? Really, like while you're still doing the first one, if it would interfere with the doing the first one, even if you could really do both at the end of the day, right? Let's say you'd have to pause the first one, or you have to go out of your way. Let's say you're shluchei mitzvah, and you have to go out of your way in order to find a sukkah. So he says, don't. If on your way there's a sukkah, great. You know, go sleep in a sukkah. Like if the hotel has a sukkah, so great, sleep in the sukkah. But now that's great gishmak is saying, why? Because you're osik b'malach tosho makom lo chayvaso Torah l'shroach l'kayim mitzvah z'cheres haf b'shef shar. Now this again is very similar to the Marachot Zeruah and the Tashbates, but also a little bit different. Because there it's kind of like, oh, the Tashbates is saying you're mezalza b'avoda, you're avdos when you start, you know, calling the shots and making the decisions of which mitzvah to do when, right? The Ran has it in a more of like a positive sense, like your chiyuv is to be osik b'mitzvah and slam b'torah, right? So once you're doing that, you're osik b'torah, you're good, right? It's more like a proactive, positive thing of like, oh, you're supposed to be osik b'mitzvahs. Now that you're osik b'mitzvahs, so like you don't have to go and find another mitzvah to do, right? As opposed to the Tashbates is saying, oh, you're an eved to Hashem, and Hashem is mechayiv you to do this mitzvah. So when now you're in the midst of serving God, you're going to go and say, oh, yeah, I want to do something else, even if it's a different mitzvah, right? It's like two different formulations of almost like the exact same idea, but like with this very different, like kind of like opposite connotations, which I think is also fascinating. I wonder if there's a nafkamina between them. Can't really think of one, but there might be.
And here also has the language explicitly that we were talking about before, lo chayav to Torah, lo lam lo mechayav, instead of Torah, or nidchan.
Right. I guess like an interesting point, like for the Ran, it's like, oh, just lo chai vaso Torah for like the Tashbates. Right? It's not so much like you're not chayiv, it's just like you're not like able to. You're not, you know, you're not like a bar, I guess like you don't have the authority to make the switch. Okay. And if anyone can think of an afkamina, that'd be really like going guys like sending the WhatsApp. Okay, I think we're gonna stop here. I'm actually debating next steps in terms of what we should do. Rav Lichtenstein has like a huge article on it. I'll be mishatef my thoughts.